A listener note. All views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the Walnut Hills Chatterbox as a whole, but rather they reflect the opinions of the people who are stating their opinions and the Department of Redundancy Department.
Hi, I'm Bobby Keegan.
And I'm Owen Cummings.
And this is the Chattercast,
the first official podcast series ever for the Walnut Hills Chatterbox.
We have big plans for this podcast. Our goal is to release one episode per week where we'll do everything from telling you the news and recent things happening around the school to making very bad attempts to make you laugh.
Hey, when is a door not a door? When it's a jar.
No?
Okay. Today on the Chattercast, we will be reviewing the new movie Venom from Columbia Pictures and Marvel. And later in the episode, we will have a few special guests from here at Walnut Hills High School. And now, movie reviews with John Critic Man.
Hello, this is John Critic Man, calling in from the UK to discuss movies. Today, we're going to be talking about the new movie from Columbia Pictures and Marvel, Venom, starring Tom Hardy. So what I've done is I've taken a good review, an okay review, and a bad review from IMDb, from critics, and I'm going to comment on each of them. So the first one is from Michael Nordine from IndieWire. He gave it the good review saying, quote, "This leaves the viewer with two choices. Reject the parasite or let it take you over. Fight it off and you'll have a bad time. Become one with it and you may achieve a kind of symbiosis." Now, what he's sort of saying is the way you are going to perceive the movie after it's done depends on what you think you're going to see going in. If you don't think you're going to see something good, well, you're probably not going to see something good. But if you think it's going to be okay, then it's going to be okay. If you think it's going to be great, it might be great. I don't know. I went to it thinking it was going to be okay, and that's sort of what I got away with it. It was okay. You know, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. The performances are the best part. The special effects are kind of lame. And the story is just your generic action movie. It's not really even a comic book story, you know, it's just very general. Okay. Next, from Tim Grierson from Screen International. This is the okay review. He said, like his hungry symbiote latching onto Eddie, Fleischer cunningly fastens a malicious irreverence onto an otherwise lackluster superhero movie, but the symbiosis doesn't quite take. Now, what he's saying is, the director, Fleischer, talking here, isn't really responsible, maybe, for it being not great. And that's what I've sort of heard from people. Some people have said that this was a good movie that was kind of ruined by the editing, or by the special effects, or by the way it was marketed. And I sort of agree. I mean, it kind of had some tone problems. You know, some points it tried to be a scary movie, some points it tried to be a comedy, some points it just tried to be an action movie, sometimes it tried to be a buddy comedy, and it's all just kind of, you know, slipshod when you really think about it. But it's not that bad, in my opinion, and that's what he's sort of saying. Like, Fleischer is trying, and he tries in a way that it's at least enjoyable, like, or entertaining. Like, you're not going to be bored watching it, but you might not think it was that good. He obviously didn't think it was that good, he just said it was okay. Now I'm going to the lowest review on IMDb, which is from Alonzo Dirald from The Wrap. It says, quote, "It exists as a waste of time, although one hopes a sizable payday for some very talented actors, and it's proof that even Marvel doesn't always get it right." And one thing that he brings up here is that Marvel doesn't get it right, and that's not really true. This Marvel Studios didn't really have anything to do with this. But what Sony wanted to do was to make Venom PG-13 in order to hopefully get into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I don't think that's going to be happening, judging by the current box office standings. Its budget was $100 million, and it came out like 2 weeks ago. And it's, as of October like 14th, it only made $107 million, which is still a lot. But when you think about a blockbuster, you can do better than that. But anyway, he's right. The actors are definitely going to get paid a substantial amount. He's right that the performances are good. And he says it's just there. Like, you get nothing from the movie. And I see where he's coming from. You don't really have any takeaways from, other than what I had, which was that was a movie. I just saw a movie. That was something on a screen. So it's not on par. I think what everyone's saying is it's not quite on par with some of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, but it's at least okay. I would say don't buy it, or like definitely rent it if you don't want to see it in theaters, or if you just want to see it in theaters, don't rent it or buy it, because it's not worth it. But I feel like it's worth at least one watch, maybe just one watch. Anyway, I am John Critic Man, and that was the Chattercast movie review.
I don't know who you are, I don't know where you live, but this is Liam Neeson, and you're listening to the Chattercast. And now, completely factual news with Sophia.
The U.S. Embassy in Australia has apologized for accidentally sending out an invite with a cat wearing Cookie Monster pajamas labeled as Cat Pajama Jam Party. A mother in New York has pulled her 4-year-old daughter out of school after she came home with capsules of crack cocaine. Her daughter thought they were teeth and later told her that the rocks tasted bad. The 4-year-old tested positive for cocaine. Inside Edition reports that over the last 5 years, there have been more than 2,000 trips to emergency rooms due to exploding glass shower doors. A local resident in the small Russian town of Zelenogradsky has been hired to take care of the town's 70-something stray cats. Over 80 people applied, but Svetlana Lagunova lucked out to ensure the cat's safety and happiness. On Tuesday, an Alaskan brown bear named 409 Beadnose was crowned as the fattest bear of 2018. Katmai National Park and Preserve hosted an online vote during Fat Bear Week. The park said on their Facebook page, "Her radiant roles were deemed by the voting public to be this year's most fabulous flab."
And now, bad jokes with Kermit the Frog.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Yahoo. Sorry, I prefer Google. What do you call someone with no body, no nose? Nobody knows. When is your door not actually a door? When it's a jar? A communist joke isn't funny unless everyone gets it. What's the best part in living in Switzerland? I don't know, but the flag is a big plus. I bought the world's worst thesaurus yesterday. Not only is it terrible, it's terrible. Kermit the Frog.
Hey, this is Rocky Balboa. You're listening to the Chattercast.
And now, Chad Sportsperson with sports.
Howdy, y'all. This is Chad Sportsperson, and I'm here to bring you your latest sports news. Starting off the weekend, football took home a win against Loveland on senior night, 35-29. On Saturday, the boys' soccer team were playing against the defending state champions Beaver Creek and won 2-1. Also on Saturday, the marching band were in Mason and took home third place overall and first place in music. Also on Saturday, boys varsity cross country came in fifth place in West Claremont at the ECC Championships, and girls varsity came in fourth. On Sunday, the Walnut Hills cheer team won most entertaining and first place at the competition, their first competition of the year. Moving away from Walnut, the MLB playoffs are in full effect with the NLCS and ALCS both going on right now. The Brewers are ahead of the Dodgers 2-1 in the best-out-of-7 series, and the Red Sox and the defending world champion Houston Astros are tied at 1 game apiece. The Bengals lost in a thriller against the Steelers Sunday, 28-21, in a game that came down to the final minutes. Despite the loss, the Bengals still sit atop their division, 4 games and 2 losses. I'm Chad Sportsperson, and that is sports.
Current Events Jeopardy with your host, Bobby Keegan.
Howdy, folks. I'm your host, Bobby Keegan, and this is Current Events Jeopardy! Today with me, I have Anne Animas.
Hello? I don't know what I'm doing here.
Today, we will be asking Anne some questions about current events happening in the world today. First question, who announced plans to resign as UN ambassador for the U.S. at the end of the year?
Nicki Minaj.
No! It is Nikki, though. It's Nikki Haley. Second question. What hurricane is churning towards the panhandle of Florida with winds more than 100 miles per hour?
Hurricane Michael Phelps.
Just Hurricane Michael. We'll give that one to you.
Yay.
Question number three. Who was sworn in after Saturday's Senate vote and took his seat as Supreme Court Justice Tuesday?
Kavanaugh guy, the cat.
Brett Kavanaugh.
That's what I said.
Close enough. Question four. What well-known pop singer appears to have caused a spike in voter registration in her home state of Tennessee when she came out for two Democratic candidates in the midterms?
Johnny Depp.
No. It is Taylor Swift. Doing great, buddy.
Yay.
Question five. What kind of vehicle, which recently failed a sedate safety inspection, was in a crash in upstate New York over the weekend, killing 20 people?
I was there. It was a limousine.
That is correct. Congratulations.
Yay.
Question six. What multinational technology company shut down its social networking site because a bug in its privacy software apparently left users' data unprotected?
Ooh. I'm afraid of bugs. I don't go online either.
The answer is Google.
Okay.
Question seven. What kind of national standard does President Trump say he is set to change, which is designed to help some farmers?
Olive oil standards.
The answer is just oil standards.
Well, that counts.
Now, question eight. Fill in the blank. A United Nations panel this week warned we have much less time than previously thought to deal with blank before hundreds of millions of people will face poverty from drought, floods, and extremely high temperatures.
Well, you said United Nations. There's no United Nations. But the United Nations did something with climate change.
That is correct.
Yay!
Climate change.
Okay.
Question nine. Which two students were featured on the cover of issue 3 of the Chatterbox?
Ooh, Harry Potter, Harry.
No, the answers are Christina Nam and Maxwell Fairman, two musicians here at Walnut Hills.
Okay.
That's all we have time for here today on Current Events Jeopardy.
I win.
No, don't win. See you later.
Can I have a high five?
Well, kids, wasn't that a fun first episode?
Yes. Yes, it was. So we will see you next week on the Chattercast with special guests Darth Vader and Tom Cruise.
Until next time, toodles.
The Chattercast was written and directed by Bobby Keegan and Owen Cummings, edited by Owen Cummings, and produced by the Walnut Hills Chatterbox.
Starring Bobby Keegan as himself and Chad Sportsperson, and Owen Cummings as himself and John Criticman, with Trent Wilhite as Kermit the Frog and Sophia Tollefson as herself.
Special guest appearances from Liam Neeson and Rocky Balboa, also played by Owen Cummings because we didn't have it in the budget to pay for the actual people.